Today's Bible reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, reading verses 1 to 14. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. That's a cattle feeding trough. Because there was no room for them to stay in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, the Messiah has been born, a Savior has been born to you, Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace for those on whom his favor rests." This is the word of the Lord.
What a special time we remember at Christmas. The baby Jesus, born to Mary and Joseph, God announcing through the angels the birth of the one born King of the Jews. There's an announcement being made to those particularly unworthy shepherds, with a brief explanation as to why this is so wonderful news for people. Today in the city of David, a Saviour is born. He is Christ the Lord. Jesus is a gift to us from God. The reason why Jesus is a gift to us from God is because Jesus is God's Son, and he was sent to earth to achieve many good things for us. You may have noticed, you may have, that people aren't perfect. Shocked? You aren't perfect. You're probably not shocked by that statement. And of course we know it's a common saying that, well, I'm only human or I'm not perfect. We make mistakes. We have natural flaws in our personalities. We develop even more personality flaws because of our upbringings, bad examples and experiences which negatively impact us. We are selfish. We hurt others. And quite frankly, we don't even know how we should always behave. Sometimes it's hard to know what's best to do or say. This is why Jesus came. Jesus came to overcome all the problems and issues people have. Here in the manger is God's Son. And this means that Jesus is unique in some very important ways. He is a human being. He has human body parts, hands, feet, arms, legs, body, head, just like us. Here he has human organs, a human brain. His body and brain matured as he aged and got older. As far as his physical body is concerned, he was just like us. And he thought and reasoned with a human mind and was influenced by his family and culture. But he wasn't just like us in every way, because we know he was also perfect. He was a perfect person. And that's the beginning of why Jesus is such a gift. We get to see in Jesus what a perfect human being looks like. We can see how a perfect person behaves, and as he is confronted with different situations which life threw at him. We can see how he acts towards others and his attitude towards things and how he speaks to people. Jesus has all the character traits of his Heavenly Father. He is perfect as his Heavenly Father is perfect. And he has the insight and wisdom of his Heavenly Father. Jesus could see deeply into human affairs, into people's motivations, dividing correctly by right from wrong, to know how to prioritize what is of most importance and lesser importance. God desires mercy, not sacrifice. And because of his godly wisdom and insight, he taught us godly principles. Sure, God had given godly principles in the law to live by in the Old Testament, but before Jesus, we had never seen what bringing it all together perfectly looks like. We hadn't seen how deep the spiritual component of those laws were pointing to were. Sometimes prophets got parts of it right in their lives. Sometimes the prophets got parts of it right. Maybe even at times mostly right. But not always and not in every way right. So we can look at Jesus as he lives and interacts with the world to see what bringing all together the principles of God looks like. We can also listen to the lessons Jesus taught to the crowds and to his disciples to gain a deeper and more complete picture of those godly principles to apply in our lives. What a gift. This is just one of the ways Jesus is unique, and one of the ways Jesus is the answer to our problems and issues. The first one we're going to be looking at today, we're going to be looking at three others. So number one, Jesus sets a perfect example for us to learn from. But there, as I said, there are three other crucial ways Jesus is unique and a gift from God. And the second is that Jesus completes work on our behalf to bring about salvation. As humans, some of the problems we face and the issues that we have come from the outside environment around us. But some of the problems and issues we face actually just come from inside us. They are a part of the person we are. Jesus came to save us from both of these. You have an evil side to yourself. It's ugly. It's self-centered and selfish. It's egotistical. It's manipulative. It's hateful. It's violent. It's jealous. It's vindictive. It's controlling. It prefers to lie if that gets you what you want, rather than to simply tell the truth when that's inconvenient. And the real bad news is that you can't do anything to stop yourself from doing all of these things. If you try really hard, you can minimize these to some extent, and that's not nothing. But you will still always be filled with these things. And if God's plan to recreate a new perfect universe where none of these things exist, then you, as you are, cannot exist there. Either they've got to go, or you don't get to go. The death of Jesus is there to remove the record of these things that you have done from you. Because Jesus is a human being and the Son of God. His perfect blood shed on the cross is able to do this. He is, after all, the one who has given life to all the universe, the one through whom God created all that there is, and his blood is powerful enough. The blood of this baby born on Christmas morning is powerful enough to take away the sin of the world. Jesus can take away your sin. Oh, what a gift. And Jesus' resurrection is what enables us to receive a new self. Anyone who chooses to follow Jesus gains a new self the very moment they make that decision. But that's more a part of the fourth thing Jesus does for us. So we'll leave that for now. However, Jesus' resurrection is what God has in mind for people and for all creation. Jesus, as God's Son, overcame death and all other spiritual powers when he rose from the dead. And God is going to recreate all things with the power of Jesus' resurrection life. Oh, what a gift. But as human beings, God has given us free will. And he will not force you to give up your current self to become perfect like Jesus. Just like any gift, you have to receive it. You receive the gift of Jesus by looking at Jesus and going, I want that. I want that for myself and for the world. And then dedicating yourself to being like that. Knowing that Jesus promises to be with you, and that Jesus promises to make you perfect like himself when God recreates everything with you in it. So in Jesus, God is overcoming the problem of a world which causes sin, a world which has sin, including the sin each one of us contributes, including the problem that we have with our own sin. Oh, what a gift. But Jesus is the gift which literally keeps on giving. Which brings us to the third way Jesus is unique and overcomes our problems and issues, and that is because Jesus continues to work on our behalf right now with us and also as our high priest at his Father's side in heaven. Jesus hasn't just risen from the dead, but he sits now with his Father in heaven, being a priest for us, meaning that he advocates for us on our behalf, and he brings to us the blessings and graces of God our Father. Did you know that Jesus prays for you? Did you know that Jesus advocates for you? Jesus is our go-between. As a resurrected human being and God's Son, Jesus is able to fulfill this role. And this means that God treats us as his child because that is who we are in Christ. Also, did you know that when the devil goes before God to accuse us, we have a defendant who says, "My blood has paid for their sins, so you have no case against them." Jesus continues to work disarming the spiritual power so that they have no control over your destiny or over your life. You can give them some control by giving yourself over to your sinful nature, but Jesus has overcome the work of the devil in your life if you resist him. Oh, what a gift. And this brings us to the fourth way which Jesus overcomes the problems we face and the issues we have, which is that Jesus enables us to receive the Holy Spirit. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we become a new creation. This is because the Spirit of God has come to live in us, to transform us, to help us, and to guide us. The Holy Spirit becomes a part of who we are. As a part of who we are, the Holy Spirit is at work changing our hearts to be more like God. This helps transform us towards the good of Jesus and away from the evil within us. The Holy Spirit also helps us to get to know Jesus and to understand the Bible, so that you can have a real personal relationship with Jesus and to know the godly principles we should be striving for. The Holy Spirit also empowers us to do the work God has for us. This includes spiritual gifts which are given so that we can build each other up. The Holy Spirit also comes alongside us as we face problems and guides us in the decisions we make, as well as to help us to know how to act and to speak wisely. All of this is made available to us because of Jesus. Oh, what a gift! And our faith is not just about knowing this stuff about Jesus or doing some other religious things, like coming to church on Christmas and Easter. The Christian faith is, do you know Jesus who was born on Christmas morning? Do you know him? Have you encountered him? Have you experienced him in such a way that you know on a personal level how he answers all of your problems and issues? Have you experienced him doing this? Celebrating Jesus born on Christmas reminds us that this event of God's Son becoming a man was a real event. But you can only celebrate Christmas fully when you personally have encountered the living Lord Jesus. Because it is then that your eyes are open to just how wonderful Jesus' coming to earth is. This baby is God's gift, and his coming to earth is good news of great joy for all people. For he is Christ the Lord. It all starts here with this little baby. This little baby who is the Son of the living God, who came to overcome all your problems and all your issues, who came to bring new life to you and to all creation. He is our Savior. Oh, what a gift! May you truly celebrate his birth this Christmas Day. Amen.